the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is here. Jennifer Horn, the queen of arguments. Ken Kessler is here to be the referee. 888-302 Doug gets you in touch with us. We'll be talking about the things you need to know today, including the things where you can save a lot of money. Roberta, what do we have coming up in a few minutes here in detail?
So we have free holiday photo cards. We've got some great deals at some online stores. And if you have an old Xbox or PS3 system, we're going to tell you how you can get $100 for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The number of people who are shopping online growing by the year. 189 million Americans are going to shop online. Yep. This year, and it's expected that by 2015, 200 million will be shopping online. People say shopping online saves them time, saves them money.
Mm-hmm.
They are under the circumstances I want to talk to, because you're sitting on your booty while you're doing this. We'll talk to Andrea Metcalf later on about how to integrate a little exercise with all of your buying, because when you go to the store, you go to the mall, you're walking, you're exercising, you're doing things good for your body. When you're sitting on your duff ordering from Amazon, not doing your body any good. So there's an angle.
Well,
you
gotta talk to Jen and I, because we sit on our duffs for hours in the morning on the show.
And yes, we both online shop while we do it.
we have our weights with us, right, Jen?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was just doing mine right now. You're so cute.
Yep. Like, and our elastic bands and the isometrics we do.
What
on
are you doing
chair
with elastic
chair
bands?
Yoga.
What's that?
You know,
that's
those big elastic bands. Those big elastic bands. You know, that's like, you know, you pull around your foot, put your leg out.
Yeah,
put
they
around
provide
your
resistance.
Yeah. Those things.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, the resistance.
Yeah, they have those at the when I'm over at the CrossFit. They have those. And when you're doing chin ups, if you can't do 14 or 15 of them, you go to that tool to get another 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 out of whatever you can get from the normal bounce, if you will, of just being on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
You do that, in the chair while we're sitting here on the air. So, you can do that while you're shopping, too.
Jennifer has the television report, including an apology from Martin Bashir, to talk about in the next half hour. What a turkey that guy is.
I know.
My God. Oy. All right, so that's in the next. That's all part of what we are going to provide to you, the consumers of news and information, conversation, and personality, charm and personality. The, George Zimmerman case. We want to talk about that. We haven't gotten Roberta's input. Charged with assault, his girlfriend claims, Roberta, he pointed a shotgun at her during an argument. Latest run-in with the law. So
that's kind of like the O.J. Simpson case. They're just waiting for something. Waiting for something to get him.
They don't have to wait long with him.
No, they didn't.
No,
do you think that, okay, let me pose this question to you guys, because I wonder if, like O.J. and like George Zimmerman, you get off on a very visible trial. You're not guilty on a visible trial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that gives you a sense of arrogance where now you think you can get away with everything?
Could.
And I'm not even saying if they were right or wrong, or if they were guilty or not guilty.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you get off on a trial that everybody's watching, does that give you some weird confidence that you will never have to pay for anything you do?
Well, you know, I think doing the crimes that they do to begin with, they have this arrogance that they can get away with it.
Well, by definition, when you pull off something like that, most of the time it is a lack of connection to reality that allows you to think you can get away with it. What percentage of people get away with it? Is it 50%? No. Is it 60%? No. It probably is, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure we could do some stat searching and find out that fewer than 10% of those who commit a crime actually get away with it. Now you could say, is it worth the effort? Is it worth the anxiety? Can you imagine if somebody's going to rob a bank? What their mind is going through on their way.
Well, that's because you're a good person. You and I would have a lot of anxiety. Roberta would have a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Ken would have a lot of anxiety. But people who have done it before, they probably
enjoy it. So Richie wouldn't have
it.
Much
anxiety. Well, here I might have been nice to him. But but people that have done it before are looking for that thrill. I mean, I almost equate it to people that are career politicians that look for that.
That are crooks.
That, yeah, they want that control. They want that, you know, that power, that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Makes some sense. The NSA in the focus again today. Declassified documents now show that the NSA promised the court to fix its missteps, to fix its problems, to fix what it was doing that is illegal. Agency repeatedly admitted improperly collecting information, surveillance material, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and has pledged to stop, but so far has not. This on the heels of going, one of these groups, EPIC it's called, went to the Supreme Court yesterday to try to get them to shut down what the NSA is doing. The Supreme Court would not hear the arguments because the case hadn't been through the lower courts. So interesting to see if they go there and try to make a case, if you'll pardon the pun. Scandal plague mayor of Toronto vows an outright war against his detractors in Toronto, including all the members of the city council. He's going to sue them because they stripped him of all of his powers. He said, "I've been couped, a coup d'etat en français." They'd say that probably in Montreal, but not in Toronto, right? There are many Frenchies in Toronto. They do in Montreal, though. The Wall Street giant biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, $13 billion. Federal government wants them to pay a fine of $13 billion to compensate investors and struggling homeowners. $13 billion for screwing the public. How much money do we put into the savings? Wasn't savings and loans this time, into the banks when they were near collapse in 2008. Anybody remember how much we put in?
I believe it was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, roughly.
Yeah, it was roughly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I find this very interesting. They've been fined, and so have the other, big four or five banks, tens of billions of dollars. It's stressful when you think about that under the circumstances for two reasons. How many people get screwed around? I'm one of them. Because I have a Chase mortgage on my home in California. Been trying to negotiate with them for 2 years to fix the problem. Fixed yet? Nope, not fixed. So they're supposed to come around to people that they gouged, overcharged. And the other side of it is I remember signing all that paperwork when we had the loan. I've owned four houses in California in the last 10, 11, 12 years, and all of them, the paperwork that it took to get it done was like a telephone book. And, you know, people, they robo-sign. That's what the problem is. What they did is they got your signature on a piece of paper, and then they robo-signed stuff that you never saw. Even if you weren't going to read it, you're supposed to see it. And apparently, that's the kind of stuff that they did in order to get these mortgages all packaged, and that's why they're paying a $13 billion fine. So, in other words, people that that shouldn't have gotten mortgages, everybody's getting a mortgage. And some people should not have gotten a mortgage.
If you could, like, barely breathe when you walked in the bank,
and
they stuck a pen in your hand, you could make an X, they gave you a mortgage.
Yeah.
And people sign things that they could never that they knew they wouldn't be able to pay.
No. I didn't use an X, by the way. I used a Y.
Did you?
And a Z, but I never used an X on my paperwork. 15 past the hour,
so
Roberta.
Different.
I try to be different. The Queen of Sheep coming up in a matter of moments. I wish the bags under your eyes would go away. That's what I said to Roberta about 4 months ago. She said to me, "Boss, what do you think you can do about it?" And I said, "I have
Send me something."
Of course, that's what she's always saying. So, for a change, I sent her something. What I sent her was the new Genucel serum made from stem cell. I can't every time I say this. Stem cell technology. The era of the bags, Muffin. You probably don't really care, right? That it comes from. Does anybody care?
I don't care.
That the serum comes from stem cell technology? I don't think anybody cares. I just think they care that every morning when they put the stuff on, by the time they go out of the house, their eyes are going to look much better. The puffiness is going to go away. 12 hours and what great results. So imagine, use it every day in the morning when you get up, when you go to bed at night, use it during the day, and in 12 weeks you'll see a significant difference. I guarantee it. Or your money back. I can say that because they told me that I could say that because they guarantee the product. Instant effect. Genucel will work in the first 12 hours or your money back. Get rid of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. If it's a problem for you, call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. And you'll get the amazing Esthétique Face Cream as a special gift when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They're happy to accommodate. 800-543-9262. It's like you could say, bags and puffiness away! 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license and all participating
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time.
Get into the ways. It's Roberta Fessler. We have for you to save your do-re-mi. All right, Roberta.
Okay, A.C. Moore. They're kind of like a Michaels, you know, a craft store. We've got a great coupon for you at DougSteffen.com. It's 50% off one regular item. Perfect when you're doing those Thanksgiving crafts. We all make those turkeys, right? Those paper turkeys for Thanksgiving. Walgreens, 20 free holiday cards plus free shipping. We tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com. If you've got an Xbox 60 or a PS3 system that's, you know, really don't use anymore, it's kind of old, well, here's a way to get $100 for it. Bring it to Best Buy. If it works, if it turns on, they'll give you a $100 Best Buy gift card. That's good through November 23rd, so don't wait on that one. Red Lobster, $5 off every $25. And if you want to freshen up your winter wardrobe, Land's End has a great sale going on, plus free shipping on all orders, all at the Queen of Cheap.
The Freshen Up deal is sponsored by the folks that bring you Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. Citrus Magic Air Fresheners, the perfect fresh air solution. Eliminates bad odors naturally and replaces them with fresh scents. There's magic in the air, available as a solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray online or at Target, Walgreens, Kroger. Your favorite local hardware store is carrying Citrus Magic Air Fresheners as well. Air fresheners and freshen up features, part of the Queen of Cheap here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In the next half hour, if you're looking for a job in the greater New York City area, you could be making $100 a day. We're going to tell you that. Plus, Big Egg.
Well, that doesn't get too far in New York.
$100 a day?
That's lunch and cab fare.
Is that right? Okay. Also, in the next half hour, Big Egg at work. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System. System to today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Those things, emoticons, the smiles and stuff.
Emoticons, yes. Why?
I just figured out how to use them.
Well, congratulations, sir.
All right, what do we have here? The Voice. And last night's contestants will go through our usual run-through here with the listening and dancing members of my staff, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. We do thumbs up or down on these, potential winners of The Voice. This is Jackie Lee singing Clarity. What do we think about this? Crank it up, Michael, for a minute. Yes, no, maybe.
No. I kind of like her.
Okay, we got a like, we got a not bad, and we got a no. I'd say that pretty much wipes her out. Yeah, she's a little shrieky for me. I'm with you on that one, Kenny. All right, so that's Jackie Lee. Next up in the Voices competition, Will Champlin singing Love Me Again.
No!
Bad.
It's all right, huh?
It's okay. Knocking our socks off. No. What about you, Roberta?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Really? Better than the last singer, though, I think. What do you think, Kenny?
Yeah, better than the last one.
Right. Yeah, I like that first one.
Okay. All right, next contestant, Caroline Pennell. What do we know about her? Anything? Jen?
You know, I don't remember a whole lot about her, but I do like her voice.
I like this. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's a good. I like this.
I'm liking these. Go ahead, Kenny. What?
She's the one last week we thought sounded a lot like Dolly Parton.
That's right.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Yep. I got it. So we're consistent at any rate. What about you, Jennifer? I mean, Roberta?
Yeah, she's okay.
Oh, come on. What is that?
She's okay. I like the first one better.
You like Jackie Lee better?
Yeah.
All right. Next male vocalist on The Voice was Cole Vosbury singing To Be With You.
Come on over.
No.
I don't
like it. What about you, Roberta?
No. I don't like him.
Kenny? No. Jen?
I don't think his voice is bad. I just don't know if I like this song.
All right, let's not waste any more time with him. Here's Tess Ann Chin. I was your woman. Good arrangement of the song. Yes. many people think it's a good arrangement?
I like it.
Yeah.
He sounds like a shouting.
She.
She.
Yeah. Love it. How's your woman? You and your... All right, anyway. Last contestant that we have time for, just trying to give you a feeling as to what we think about these contestants on The Voice. It's just us and our, whatever our 2-3-4 cents is worth. Ray Boudreaux singing, "You're the best thing that ever happened." Nah, I'm still with Caroline Pennell. Of all the people we've heard this morning, yes?
I think I'm with you. I like her the best, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Next thing we'll find out if she's dating Chris Brown or something.
Ah.
I don't like her anymore.
I'm giving you my favorite. Ah!
You've had a lot of those today.
I love doing that. Ah!
Ah! All right. New York on $100 a day coming up, and Big Ag at work. Yes, is this Doug going off on the farm bill again?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes. Yes. Oh! All right, so stand by for that, plus Jennifer's television report next half hour. And good day, it's 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether their teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, "Wow, her coat is just beautiful."
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Bigger and Better Judge Stephan Good Day program, mostly because I'm bigger and better, and Roberta and Jennifer, bigger and better, too, and then there's Ken Kessler. I haven't seen him. I don't hear him talking about working out with his weights while he's on the air with us, but he's working his head. You see, you guys aren't working your head as much as he's working your head, as is obvious by the thread of a conversation that we had earlier today that's being followed closely by our Facebook friends, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Jennifer or Roberta or me, Doug, or Ken at DougStephan.com or 888-302-Doug, although this is the kind of thing that people like to comment on quickly on Facebook especially. So we had a conversation earlier that many of you may not have heard, so I'll start it over again.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'll give you the...
Oh, is this the one where you and Jen were, like, throwing darts at each other?
Well, this I'm going to follow on the heels of, listen to this, from, let's see.
I love darts.
This is a guy named Rick who said, listen to y'all every morning and love you and the show. This morning, there's a theory presented that the Earth was initially a prison. And I want to get back to that, but I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, how many people
that wacky article I
love? Yeah, look, people love that stuff. All right, that's one of the things that they love about our conversation. So this is another example of what people seem to love, because we don't always agree. That's the reason everybody is here. Everybody has an asset. Jennifer has an asset. Roberta has.
I'm sitting on mine right now.
I knew that was.
I got my ass. I've been
better
sitting
on before
it.
I said
my
it.
Asset.
Anyway, Kenny, we all have something, hopefully, to bring to the table. So earlier there was a story about a van that had been stopped on an interstate someplace by the police doing 71 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And so the woman, the police stopped her. She got out of the van and made a lot of noise. And apparently there were four or five children in the van. One of them, 14 years old, jumped out of the van and tackled the police officer and then got back into the van. And the lady...
a wonderful mother.
Took off.
Such a good example for her kids.
I'm not sure these were all her children, but that wasn't clear.
And we don't know if the police officer even knew that there were children in the van. Right. We just know that...
Well, he knew that there was one because he got knocked over by one of them.
But, to be fair, a 14-year-old can look like a man. I mean, at some point.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, anyway, so the police chase this van down the road some more, and they fire at the van. At which point, when I heard that in the story, or I think I was the one who told that story, so I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's kids in the van, Jennifer says they don't know there's kids.
We don't know if they knew that there were kids.
They should shoot out the tires. Mm-hmm. At that point, I became apoplectic because at 55 miles an hour, you go down the road and you shoot out the tires. The van's liable to go over. The woman was stopped for speeding. She wasn't robbing a bank or she didn't just commit murder. She was speeding.
Anybody who runs after they are pulled over.
That's your theory. Okay, so I'm not going to get into it.
No,
but
anybody who runs, just to finish my thought, anybody who runs after they're pulled over, it would be assumed that you're up to something besides speeding.
Not by me, but that's me. It must be I'm naive. I wouldn't assume that. I mean, you could assume it.
Then why would you take off? If you,
because,
if you,
first
if
of all, this woman didn't speak English, which is another problem that we have. Wait,
I mean, if for no other reason. She didn't speak English.
If for no other reason, maybe she should have been shot because of that. Somebody will get me for having said that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, and I'm the insensitive one. Give me a break.
Doug@DougStephan.com.
So anyway, or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right.
That was for you.
So Kenny and Jennifer have both been mildly accosted on both sides for the conversation. So would you like to just sort of bring us up to date with some of the comments that people have been making in the last hour or so that Roberta can
I'm going to let Ken get to
well.
Facebook, but I'm going to tell you, I have received some emails personally myself about this little debate that we had.
Really?
Thomas was on your side, Dougie. He said, Jen, I'm afraid that I'm with Doug on the van shooting. The police can only use a gun to protect themselves or others from threat of death or great bodily harm. They can't shoot a fleeing nonviolent suspect, even if it means that the person gets away. Shooting a van load of children is inexcusable. That cop has no business with a gun.
Okay.
Now, on the other side of the aisle, the side that I prefer, the side that has glitter and pink rainbows, is my friend Aaron, who says, oh, wait, there's a two-part email. Let me give you the first part first.
Yeah.
Okay. First part first. Doug is blankety-blank crazy. That's how cops get killed.
Does
and it
begin
wasn't
with a bat and end with a
no,
T?
No, she actually wrote blankety-blank.
Oh,
that's how cops get crazy. That's how cops get killed. Uh-huh. Then she goes on to say, in part two of the email, don't know if my rant was understandable. As you understand, after the van, occupants unknown ran after having assaulted an officer. I mean, what were the cops' choices? The van had to be stopped immediately. Thanks, Aaron.
Really?
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We're at one-to-one tie here.
No, but you had others. You're just not giving it. It was 2-1 for me.
I can't find them right now.
Of course, right. All right. Kenny, what do you have?
Well, Thomas, who sent Jennifer an email, posted the same thing on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then Kai says, alternatives to shooting a car full of kids, how about spike strips following from the air with a helicopter or backing off and following until a roadblock can be set up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert, but I did watch Cops a lot when I was a kid.
But see, again, we don't know for sure that they knew that the thing was filled with kids either.
So but it's all the more reason not to shoot at them. You don't know.
Maybe I'm being cleared in all of this.
Didn't they find some drugs in the van?
They did, because that's why she was running.
Let's keep shooting. But let's shoot at it anyway.
You don't bum rush somebody and then run if you're not
you
up to something.
You don't shoot at somebody unless they pointed a gun at you.
I think you have to stop. And I was going to say, maybe I'm being colored from my experience living in Los Angeles where every day is a car chase and I'm sick to death of them.
Right.
I say, shoot out the tires and take them down.
Okay. All right. Well, there we are. Ladies and gentlemen.
Get off the 405 freeway.
Get off. The 10's closer to me. Get off the 10.
Right.
Get off the Pacific Coast Highway. All right. New York City. Let's go from one side to the other, Roberto, okay?
Okay.
The story. We all know that that times have been tough for a lot of people, and the people who are not managing well, looking for anything that they can get. So apparently, the city of New York has posted on Craigslist a job opportunity. It's the job opportunity is at the website toiletfinder.com. Toiletfinder.com, shelling out cash for people to go around and review public restrooms.
Ooh.
So you could earn $100 a day to go around. There are people who were computer programmers laid off, right? Radio people laid off. Architects.
We spend a lot of time in public bathrooms anyway.
There you go. So these people at toiletfinder.com will pay you $100 a day to contribute to the site, which is, quote, dedicated to the art and science of finding publicly accessible venues in which to do the dirty. Currently, the content on toiletfinder.com is used by people who, when you go into it, it's kind of like, is it Zoosk? What is that? Zoot? What is that thing? Or Yelp or something? What are they? What's that?
It's Yelp.
Yelp, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That rates stuff, yeah.
Rates stuff. Okay, so there are people who are rating toilets at various restaurants on Yelp, along with rating the restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it is, I think we describe it as a Yelp-like experience in the story. It's posted today, by the way, at DougStephan.com. Only college graduates need apply for this job, by the way.
You know, finding a public restroom in New York is really easy. As long as you're somewhat well-dressed, you just walk into really any hotel lobby.
Really? Yeah.
You know, in fact, well, I used to work next door to the Hilton on 6th Avenue, and I would have breakfast free every morning because it was a corporate job, so I was always dressed very well. I usually had a briefcase with me.
Food off of the buffet.
And I had one of those little, you know, hello, my name is badges, so I would just walk up to the, you know, the conference room center of the section of the Hilton, and, you know, I'd get a cup of coffee, a beignet, you know, a donut, something, you know, and I'd talk to people, and I'd go to work.
Wow.
Runga bunga.
So it's how to score a free breakfast in New York.
You are a
the queen of cheap,
wrong.
Everybody.
Yeah, there she is.
Queen of cheap. Did it every morning.
Check out the Queen of Cheap report at DougStephan.com. Go ahead.
I would say same thing if you need to do a cab. Just I would go in the side door of the Hilton and walk out the front door. And as long as you have, like, you know, $2-3 in your hand to tip the bellman, they'll find you a cab. You don't have to run out in the street and, like, shout at cars and stuff.
It is. It's okay.
Little tips on how to survive in New York.
New Yorkers.
As long as you dress nicely and you make yourself, you know, you carry yourself in a professional manner, you can go anywhere.
All right. I want to make sure Jennifer has enough time to dump on Martin Bashir because I think that deserves as much time as we can give it. But I also promised that I would bring you up to date on Big Ag at Work. Don't forget, we've posted it at Facebook and at DougStephan.com. The deadline has been extended for you to submit comments by this, is this Friday the 22nd? Yeah. By this Friday on the FDA proposed regulations on reworking American farms so as to threaten the very existence of family farming. And so there are suggestions on comments that you can submit. You can give your name, follow the talking points, figure out what the exemptions are, what the two standards that are most difficult to swallow. These comments on food safety regulations are absolutely necessary. If you have any interest in the local boer movement, if you have any interest in getting local good, healthy food from the small to medium-sized farmers. And, by the way, the story at DougStephan.com today is a perfect, not a good, but a perfect example of what I'm talking about with regard to Big Ag gone crazy. The FDA today, or yesterday actually, finally admitted that chicken meat from the Big Ag factories, the factory farms, has arsenic. I don't want to get that wrong.
No, when you say arsenic in it. When you say chicken meat, do you mean like if you buy a whole chicken or if you buy chicken parts?
Anything, any part of the chicken that's grown in a factory farm where they have 35, 40,000 chickens in a barn, they're fed arsenic because that makes them grow faster. And the FDA has been, the local boer movement, people who have been studying this, the free-range people have all been saying for years that the feed contains arsenic, which, for God's sakes, is a cancer-causing toxin chemical that if you have it in high doses, it'll kill you. Yeah.
Does that mean anything anymore?
So they added to the chicken feed on purpose here. The FDA, even worse, says its own research shows the arsenic added to the chicken feed ends up in the chicken where it's consumed by you. So for the last 60 years, as long as this has been after World War II, that's when the big farms started growing, and they mix up these, they have these trucks, huge trucks, 18, 20-ton trucks come in with the grain, and in the grain is mixed all kinds of things that are left over this and left over that that'll help the chickens grow faster, and included in that is the chemical known as arsenic. So they have buried this. This is reason enough. And if Congress has any brains, they'll get on this and say anybody that's on the these ag committees will see this. Now, a lot of them are in the pocket of Tyson and the other. What's the biggest, other than Tyson, who's the big chicken producer in this country? I can't remember.
Purdue
is, yeah, kind of. Yep. At any rate, this is evidence that's so undeniable. The manufacturer of the chicken feed has decided to pull the product off of the shelves because now they're going to get it in the neck. They're going to get sued. And they will. Mm-hmm. And so they should. So the company making this chicken feed is a subsidiary of Pfizer. Wow, what a surprise. It's called Alpha Pharma. Alpha Pharma has agreed to pull the toxic feed chemical, but only after this expose. The FDA has been asleep on this for decades. And you want them to have the ability to control the farmers of America with these new rules? Give me a break. All right, so that story is at DougStephan.com. 60 seconds away is Jennifer's report on Martin Bashir. Here's another way for us to get cranked. Stand by.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, let's get to this. Martin Bashir, do we actually, Michael, let's play, do we want to play Jennifer the apology or what he said?
Yeah,
let's hear
what he said in his own words.
Let's hear what he said. He got him into trouble. Those of you who don't know the story, Martin Bashir, who is a jerk of the first degree, went off on MSNBC last Friday on Sarah Palin. This is the nicest stuff that he said in this, what was it, about a four-minute unload on her. This is what we can play on the air.
We end this week in the way it began, with America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-deceased mind and using her all-time favorite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt.
Our free stuff today is being paid for by taking money from our children and borrowing from China. When that note comes due, and this isn't racist, so yeah, try it anyway. This isn't racist, but it's going to be like slavery when that note is due.
It'll be like slavery. Given her well-established reputation as a world-class idiot, it's hardly surprising that she should choose to mention slavery in a way that is abominable
to anyone who goes on to use manure and some other things.
Yeah, he says that people should defecate in her mouth.
Right.
Which is not very nice.
So then he apologizes for it yesterday, but everybody wants to know why he's not fired, Jennifer.
Right. I mean, if anybody else had done it, like Fox, they would have been totally fired.
Well, remember the hoopla that was that Limbaugh got into because of, what's her name, Sandra Fluke?
Yeah, just calling someone the S-word.
A slut.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, but it's okay to say this. It's a different set of standards.
In this case, I would agree with you 100%. This guy is no good. He's never been any good. He is an embarrassment.
But MSNBC has a lineup of no good people on there.
Wow, but look at Alec Baldwin.
Anything.
I like Alec Baldwin, frankly, but not because he's here. But Alec Baldwin said some stuff that wasn't even on the show, and they gave him a week or two off, and they haven't done anything with Bashir.
Well, Bashir did a nice little apology on Monday, which actually was long and seemed sincere.
Nah.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know, as a big entrepreneurial pusher, I'm interested in also pushing crowdfunding because it solves a lot of problems, especially for entrepreneurs. Are you somebody who enjoys watching YouTube? There's a new financial means being offered for those interested in launching a YouTube channel. That's ahead right now on Startups in Action on Good Day.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. Crowdfunding was designed to solve problems of all kinds, but especially for entrepreneurs. For a long time, Google has been telling entrepreneurs they could make money by starting a YouTube channel. Today, I'd like you to meet YouTube channel owner Joseph Holm, who explains why he started a crowdfunding platform named TubeStart.
Very, very exciting industry. I mean, I've been in tech startups around the world for about 15 years now, and it's not often that you come to such a disruptive new thing at the right time, you know, and crowdfunding is so new and so young and has so much potential that regardless of what it's going to be, it will be exciting if he needs off the bottle, you know, it's not going to go back in. I launched TubeStart about 90 days ago now. I started working on it about 4 months prior to that. It was launched, $45,000 for creators so far. I think we have 6 successful campaigns, maybe 25 campaigns live on the platform right now. So we got some really good traction. The most important thing before you start is to have an idea what you want to do and do something that you're really good at. You, for example, you know a lot about crowdfunding, probably more than most people do on this planet because you talk to more people about it and you spend more time thinking and writing about it than most others, right? So for you, it absolutely makes sense to start a YouTube channel because you're knowledgeable, you're authentic, and people like to listen to you. So someone like you, for example, you know, everyone who has a story to tell, everyone or anyone who can entertain, you know, there are a lot of comedy channels out there ranging really from all ends of the spectrum. What is it, like 100 hours of videos being uploaded to YouTube every minute? So you really need to be unique and have something that's worth sharing and watching and that people will enjoy, and you can only do that if you enjoy doing it. So I think that's one of the most important things I would look at first, that the AdSense revenue just really won't pay the bills until you have millions of views per video. that's just a brutal reality. And if you have 10,000 followers and 100,000 views, that just doesn't mean anything. That was one of the reasons why I started CheapStart in the first place, was because before that, I launched Stand Up Bits with my friend and business partner, Clark Shires, who you also know. And, you know, we ran into the same problem. We launched a channel. In our case, we didn't produce it, we licensed it. But same problem, you know, we reached a million views, we made $2,000, and we're like, wow, this is just never going to pay off. And this is where crowdfunding comes in and where CheapStart comes in, because it's quicker to build up a big enough following to make crowdfunding work than to make AdSense work. In other words, if you have a following of 100,000, 150, or 200,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel and they're very engaged and they like what you do, your chances are you can raise enough money to offset your production costs, right? But at the same time, you won't generate enough views to live off AdSense alone. And like I said, this is where CheapStart comes in, and this is why crowdfunding for digital video makes a lot of sense. Where is crowdfunding going to be in a couple of years from now? We don't know. I think that the trend clearly shows, and you know this, more and more platforms getting more and more niche specific, new platforms really cater to individual markets, like PodFlush or CubeStart or other charity platforms that really only do these kind of projects, and that will, I think, ultimately have a much better success rate. You know how complicated and complex it is to run a crowdfunding campaign. If you have support on the platform from people who only run YouTube or web series crowdfunding campaigns all day long, or only book crowdfunding campaigns all day long, then at the end of the day, you'll have better support and you'll have a better campaign result.
Joseph Holm, the CEO of CheapStart, you just convinced me to launch a YouTube channel on crowdfunding intelligence and to crowdfund it on CheapStart.
You should. You will be successful. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks, Joseph, for taking the time with me. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mike.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Doug Steffen.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.